In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who under the man today is the last educational liturgy in the summer camp this year. God bless you all. Just a quick revision of what we said in the past few weeks about the liturgy. Number one, we do use this piece. What do we call it? Korbana. What the meaning of Korbana? Offering. Very good. Why is it round? Why is it round? Bravo, Mark. It's round because God has no beginning and no end. He is eternal. Yeah. What do we bake it from? What do we use here? Water and flour. Why? Because Jesus is the bread of life. Very good. I like that. You still remember. Cave. Very good. Round. And Jesus is the bread of life. That's what we call, we use it from flour and water. Do we put salt? Why? Why we don't put salt in this? Yeah. Why? Help him. Why? Why no salt? Jesus is not corrupted. Jesus does not need salt to keep him from corruption. Do we put sugar?
No.
Why?
Because it's
wrong,
they did not eat this.
Why? Why don't we put sugar? Jesus is sweet enough. Yes, Jesus is sweet enough. He doesn't need sugar. And also because sugar is something signing pleasures, and Jesus refused any pleasures in this world. Good. There is a stamp here. How many crosses around the middle stamp? 12 disciples. And in the middle, this petit cone. What the meaning of this petit cone? It's for Jesus. Bravo, Alec. Very good. What do we put here? What do we write around the stamp? Agios or Theos? Agios is Chiros. Agios? What is the meaning of that? What the meaning? Holy God? Holy Mighty? Can we sing? Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy. Very, very good. Last question on the Urbana. There are some holes here. How many holes? Five. Why? Why five holes? Why not six? Why not four? Yeah, the prints on the body of Jesus Christ. Look at the cross with me. How many? Count with me.
One, two.
One, two in the hands.
One
in the right side of our Lord. Yeah, the spear. And in the feet, other two. Five. That's why we put five holes in the Urbana, because the Urbana resembles our Lord Jesus Christ. And it will become, at the end of the liturgy, it will become truly the body of Jesus Christ. Very, very good. Very good. We spoke about the liturgy last time, and we said our liturgy starts with the peace. Yeah? Do you remember when Abuna come you come. Do you remember what we do when we hear the deacon says, greet one another with a holy kiss? What do we do? Show me. Wow, very good. We don't hug, we don't kiss. No, in the church we should not do that. In the church, only when we say, greet one another with the holy kiss, what do we do? Do it again? Very good. Hand in hand, this is a peace sign. That's why we have to have peace in the liturgy. Before we come, we should resolve any problem between us or any other one, our sisters, our brothers, our friends, father, mothers, anyone. We have to have peace and be good with him before receiving the Holy Communion. In the liturgy, Abuna explains the story of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation to us. And then he takes the bread. Where did you take it? He takes the bread on his hand and repeats what our Lord Jesus Christ said here. Do you see this icon? Do you see this icon? This icon. You see it? Our Lord Jesus Christ surrounded by the holy disciples. What do you see on the table? One plate. And in his hand there is Urbana. Yes? Abuna does the same thing. And he puts the Urbana on his hand. And he repeats what our Lord Jesus Christ said on that day when he gave him, when we gave his disciples the holy body, his holy body and his precious blood. Unfortunately, I cannot say the words now because I'm Abuna. I will say it inside when we start the liturgy, because if I say it now, it's not right. But the Lord said about himself, what? Take, eat, this is my body. And then he took the chalice and said, the cup and said, take, drink, is this is my blood. At the end of that, we sing a very beautiful song. Saying that we do believe that this is the bread and the bread, this is the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. What do we say? After Abuna explains that, what do we say? Amen, amen, amen? Do you remember it? Amen, amen, amen? Your death, O Lord? Say it, b'sora, b'sora. Amen, amen, your death, O Lord, we proclaim. And ascension into the heaven we come. Bravo. Alas, we continue it in the liturgy. After that, Abuna worships, and then he asks the Holy Spirit to come upon the bread to make it the body of Jesus Christ. And upon on the wine to make it the blood of Jesus Christ. And as of this moment, no one moves from his seat, from his place. No one at all. Why? Because the Lord becomes on the altar with his body and his blood. We all listen, sing, and share with the deacons and listen to Abuna and pray with him until the end of the liturgy. At the end of the liturgy, who gives us the body and the blood of Jesus Christ? Who gives us? Who? Not Abuna. No. Who gives us the body and the blood of Jesus Christ?
Jesus
himself, through the hands of Abuna. We don't have the body and the blood from Abuna himself. We have it from the hands of Jesus Christ through the hands of Abuna. He appointed him and specialized him to give us the holy body instead of him, on behalf of him. But who gives us the body and the blood of Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ himself. That's why Abuna, when he gives us the body and the blood, he says, take, this is the body of Emmanuel. And we said, we say, Amen. And we receive the holy body. And at the blood, he said, this is the blood of Jesus Christ. This is true. And we say, Amen. Which means we do believe that this is the blood of Jesus Christ. After the change of the body and the blood, Abuna starts to pray for everyone, for the peace of the world, for Sayyidina, the Pope and the bishops, and for the sick people, and for the travelers, and for everyone. And we say, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. And he continues the liturgy, which I will continue with you, God willing, because of the time now, in the Sunday school every Sunday, tell you 5 minutes, or let one of the Sunday school servants teach you what is the rest of the liturgy until we receive the Holy Communion of the body, which is the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you have any question? I want to hear your voice. Do not let Uncle Bulus and the other deacons sing alone. I want to hear your voice loudly. All the liturgy. Okay? God bless you all. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Theotokos Maria Thmar in Sotir Tefkanen of Nane Voljefes Marot and Jefiot Nemshirin Embeb Neomaiko after Treas Kevoten Oste Most Tionas and Sue. We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God, begotten, not created, one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.